Welcome to Traveling On, Words and Music of the Santa Fe Trail. I'm your host, Jack Leffler. In this series of programs, written and narrated by Richard Bodner, with musical direction and guitar work of Carl Bernstein, we started before the beginning with Worlds in Motion and continue our journey of origins now with Part 2, Streams Running Together, tracing in the runoff of words and music those broad cultural currents converging into what would become the Santa Fe Trail.
Soy la sombra que arrojan mis palabras. Night comes down with its electric insects and grasses which cover the dead. Once more a fountain of legends, man, tree of images, words which are flowers become fruits which are acts. Octavio Paz.
So words grow down to earth, settle, become part of a place, and vice versa. In the daily life of sowing, watering, and harvesting, making and maintaining, in folk words, in family words, in courting and nurturing words, in sacred and silent words, in seed words, the child will carry always, and in fighting words. Sometimes hidden in caves and under rocks, re-springing when conditions seem ripe. In a battle plan sent in knots on a rope, words wrapped in code, words set to flame and setting flames, words of frenzy and rage, old names shed, other words and names on the run. Also re-springing to take root in the shared land again later, to hold the ground in common, becoming something new, growing together.
Caminante, son tus huellas el camino y nada más. Caminante, no hay camino, se hace camino al andar. Traveler, there is no path. Paths are made by walking. Antonio Machado.
It is this way adventure begins. Listen.
Native people have a saying. They are our enemy. We will marry them. In baptism records, the offspring of a Spaniard and a Negro was sometimes listed as a mulatto. Of a Spaniard and Indian, as a mestizo. Of a Spaniard and mulatto, as a morisco. Of a Spaniard and morisco, as a salta atrás, a jump back. Of an Indian and mulatto, as a lobo. Of an Indian and mestizo as a coyote, of a Spaniard and mestizo, etc., etc.
Like plants adapting to the new soil and light and temperature, all take on part of the shared land and culture in a spectrum of combinations defying classification. Voices blend with experience and blood, trading, hunting, gathering, making and exchanging implements, making love, making war, exchanging stories and songs, the medicine of land, words, and music, sharing breath in the circle of living and dying.
running sometimes together, sometimes merged, sometimes apart. In the larger mix, the whole, strong, vital, full of variety.
For new races are not made out of the dust, but out of old races, by reactions to new environment, the pattern between the within and the without. Where two or three strains run together, the land is the determining factor, the flow of prevailing winds, the legends of ancient life, the magnificently shaped and colored scene, passed from generation to generation. Mary Austin, The Land of Journeys Ending.
Here we were all rich in beauty, spirit, the power of the soul in this high country where even dirt is sacred, almost beyond the reach of empires, yet connected.
Along trails made by walking, and by old wooden carts and wagons rolling, a route renewed caravan by caravan over one of the four great roads of the empire.
El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro.
The royal road through the interior, up an archipelago of settlements.
Ciudad de México, Zacatecas, Durango, Chihuahua, El Paso del Norte, más allá de la frontera, Jornada del Muerto del Sur, villas y pueblos en la ribera del río, subiendo la bajada a la capital fronteriza, la Villa Real de Santa Fe.
Words and music become part of the life from camp to camp. The life of courtyards and buildings made of local earth and logs.
The life of love songs and lullabies, elegies and dirges, hymns and prayers.
Crossing the borders from stage to stage through life.
Baptisms and birthdays, weddings and anniversaries, fandangos and bailes.
Battles and funerals. Songs sounding the heart's echo chamber. As fingers dance the strings, the life of words and music, holding the rain and child, the land and time a while, and traveling on that other trail beyond the frontier.
Así es la vida.
Come, we'll follow. Out into the plains. Eastward to meet the sun. Across the Pecos, Cayenas, Sapeo, Mora and Ocote. Across the Cimarron and Canadian, across the dry wash country and the Dead Man's Creek, across the Purgatoire and high Colorado Plateau, across the scrubgrass and tumbleweed, springs and ambush sites, buffalo trails, into the vast swallowing heartland of the prairie. Listen, can you hear? Beyond the thunder and the wind and grass, beyond the water and water birds, beyond the native camps and villages, beyond all that rich life, another stream gathering momentum as it builds through time, like a turmoil of thunder growing louder, traveling toward us, until little sparks begin to skip with static across the thresholds. hair standing on end before the storm. And we leap time, loop back, to pick up this new source stream as it takes shape, as if rising with and falling out of the sea.
Brought safe to land, they fell upon their knees and blessed God, who had brought them over the vast and furious ocean, and set their feet upon the firm earth, their proper element. William Bradford, The Landing at Plymouth, 1620.
Finding a foothold, becoming part of the land, a new England, a new Amsterdam, a new France, and then another new breed pushing west, born of this continent, with new ideas as old as the Onondaga, Seneca, and Iroquois. The forest track, trodden by the hobnailed shoes of these sturdy Englishmen, has now a distinctness which it never could have acquired from the light tread of 100 times as many moccasins. And the Indians, coming from distant wigwams to view the white man's settlement, marvel at the deep track which he makes, and perhaps are saddened by a presentiment that this heavy tread will find its way over all the land. Nathaniel Hawthorne. America, an immense territory, favored by nature, must become a great country, populous and mighty, and able to shake off any shackles that may be imposed on her. Ben Franklin, printer. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson, The Declaration of Independence. With a new stirring in the land, the energy of the frontier moving west, first a trickle across the eastern mountains, and then a flood sweeping the past before it.
The first white man to the Cumberland Gap, the first white man to the Cumberland Gap, the first white man to the Cumberland Gap was old Dr. Walker, an English chap. Old Dan'l Boone on the Pinnacle Rock, old Dan'l Boone on the Pinnacle Rock, old Dan'l Boone on the Pinnacle Rock, he killed a bear with an old flintlock. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in the Cumberland Gap.
We reached Cumberland Gap last night and are camping here with about 50 families. It is a great sight, the broad valley line against the Blue Mountains with the sharp notch through which we can pass to the other side. We are traveling with a family from Maryland, but there are Yankees here from Boston and Germans from Lancaster and Scotch-Irish from nearly every part of the country. Settlers here say that thousands of people pass through the gap every year.
Cumberland Gap is a noted place with 3 kinds of water just to wash your face. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in the Cumberland Gap.
Time was curved. Space flowed downhill. We hitched our wagons westward and set out. after the sun. Over the horizon, through the gap.
The flood became greater and greater, until after the defeat of the Indians and the English, it became a torrent. The Ohio River and the roads leading westward were black with moving families. The world, it seemed, was going west.
With the future our companion, the unknown our ally, we set forth to discover what we could become, crossing into that mirage. At the big river, mile wide and shining in the sun, we gaze beyond, stopping a moment where the rivers join, Mississippi and Missouri, side by side in the same channel, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 miles of intermingling before the two colors have blended downstream. So paths branch, wind, loop back on themselves like living things.
Journey undertaken by me, Pierre Pedro Vial, born in France, then employed by Spain to map trails, left Santa Fe today, May 22nd, keeping this diary according to the governor's directions, marking and naming rivers, the mountains and mesas, describing the tribes and their customs, and whatever else we might learn of use. We arrived in San Luis in early October, having come about 1,200 miles in 82 days, and lucky to arrive at all. On our way back, two Pawnee guided us to their own village. At the council circle, the chief said he understood I'd come to open a road between the Spanish in the west and those in the east, a road which pleased him since, as he put it, only Spanish arms prevented their enemies from making them slaves. Past the Pawnee country, we were attacked one night by a band taking us for Comanches, who just killed some of their relatives. They stopped when they realized who we were, but were then unhappy to learn the two Pawnee with us had been sent to talk peace with the Comanches. The world sometimes gets a little complicado, n'est-ce pas? We arrived in Santa Fe on the 15th, almost a year and a half after leaving. Pedro Vial, 1793.
Paths branch, loop, wind back on themselves. Back in St. Louis, the ancient crossroads, offspring of land and river trails, streams running together with countless tongues. First this way, then another. Rights transfer with words on paper. Another party sets out after the sun.
To explore that part of the continent, watered by the Missouri and its branches, being richer in beaver and otter than any other country on earth. Captain Meriwether Lewis.
We set out under a gentle breeze, up the Missouri, to describe the land, plants, animals, people, weather. William Clark.
with a black named York, and Sacajawea, bird woman, wife of the French trader, as translator and sign of peace.
Make yourself acquainted with the names of the nations and their numbers, their relations with other tribes, their language, traditions, occupations, arts, implements, food, clothing, laws, customs, and articles of commerce they may need or furnish. President Thomas Jefferson, instructions to Lewis and Clark.
Thus, nature built the stage and set the scene, a vast tract unfinished, where still the building of the world goes on.
Flow downstream through time. Trails too change, traveling on. One trail affecting another.
Traveler, no hay camino. Paths are made by walking.
And by native traders with a light tread. And conquistadores on their mounts. And voyageurs like troubadours born with birds in their mouths. And trailblazers becoming more than what they started out as. And by traders with wagons singing from camp to camp. Adding more accents to the mountain's edge. Streams running together, each formed of the many, the countless varieties, more sources than we can trace, of Native Americans, Latin Americans, Euro Americans, Afro Americans, Asian Americans, refugees from wars and plagues, mixing new blood and old into the continent, up through the interior, and west across rivers. Americans of the moving frontier, at home in the open, traveling on, crossing horizons, breaking free of old limits. New seeds sent into the wind, ready to burst. New roots in the ground. New branches ready to blossom.
I stood on the highest mountain of the world. And as I stood there, I saw more than I can tell, and I knew more than I saw, for I was seeing in a sacred manner the shape of all things in the spirit, and the shape of all shapes. And I saw that the hoop of our people was one of many hoops, making a great circle. And in the center was a mighty flowering tree sheltering all. Black Elk.
It is the first circle, and the horizon it forms is the second. And throughout nature, repeated without end, it is the highest emblem in the cipher of the world. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
A great circle with many centers.
A trail with many beginnings. And all in motion at once, converging. The earth, the wind, the water, the mountains and rivers, the grass and buffalo, each in place and each traveling on, even the land rising and falling, still shaping and being shaped, with forms beyond number coming and going over the seasons, voices over the ages, following seed heads and grazing roots, following meat and fur, wing and feather, following the natural contours of the land and weather, following scouts, following signs, the history of whatever has passed before. The moving tribes and mounted bands at home in the open. The frontiersmen piling up in Missouri, aching to push west. The new steam engine carrying newcomers and goods down the Ohio, up the Mississippi, up the wide Missouri, until everything is in place. In place, and the salt works running out of easy wood. In place, William Becknell in debt, restless for enterprise. In place, the still young United States. In place, Senator Thomas Hart Benton and the new state of Missouri.
In place, the pueblos along the Rio Grande. The Nuevo Mexicanos, where mountains meet plains. In place, the burro and mule and horse. The mountain hideaway of Santa Fe. In place, the new nation of Mexico. The struggle for independence just then, bearing fruit. The revolution still in progress. The northern province ready to open its gates.
A trail has many beginnings. Starting with the natural contours of the land and animal trails, and native trails following, and again with newcomers from Spain and Africa up through Mexico, the royal road through the interior, and again with Pedro Vial in both directions, and again with the frontier spirit of Missouri, the Cumberland Trail and the Boone's Lick Road and the Osage Trace pushing west. And starting again with William Becknell in 1821, and again in 1822, and again with each new journey. Streams running together. From the deep origins we share. Come, we'll follow. Starting again. And traveling on.
We've been listening to Streams Running Together, Origins 2, part of Traveling On, Words and Music of the Santa Fe Trail. Written and narrated by Richard Bodner, with musical direction and guitar work of Carl Bernstein, native flute and voice, George Deertrax Tyler, additional voices, Dr. Sarah Harris, Enrique Lamadrid, Suki Hughes, Ann Bradford, Allison Moorer, Piccolo, Dean Perry, Cumberland Gap, John and Diane Lehman, additional music from Chris and Pete Chavez, Bill Lindsay, Steve Townsend, John G. Neihart excerpt from The River and I, primary narration and music recorded at Dead Horse Studio, John Gold Engineer, with additional recording at New Mexico Highlands University and in the field, mixed, edited, and produced at the Peregrine Arts Sound Studio by Jack Leffler, sponsored by the Corazón de los Caminos, Heart of the Trails chapter of the Santa Fe Trail Association, Fort Union National Monument, Land of Enchantment Poetry Theater, and Leaky Buckets Music, with partial funding from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities, Conway Foundation, Nancy Dickerson, First National Bank of Las Vegas, Bank of Las Vegas, John Lohr, New Moon Fashions, and the Corazón de los Caminos chapter of the Santa Fe Trail Association. With thanks to the many others who helped us give voice to the land, history, and culture of the Santa Fe Trail, this is Jack Leffler. Thank you for listening.